Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Boomer and Geo live from Boomer's Golf Tournament.
Hey, can I ask you guys something?
Yes.
So I'm watching Sunday Night Baseball last night, the Angels and the Astros.
Yeah.
And I noticed on the side of the batting helmets was the Ford Motor Company logo.
I got to the bottom.
All right. I had never seen that
before. And it was huge, by the way. This was not like a subtle NBA logo on a jersey. This was a gigantic billboard on the helmet.
On the side of the helmet, yeah. So.
Part of the international series. That's why they're allowed to do it. So it's not going to be a thing. The game was played in Monterey. The series was. It was two games. And so for these games, I guess to make extra money, they put the logo on the
side. Oh, I see. Okay. I figured, I was wondering if it was just a Sunday Night Baseball thing or whatever it was.
So you got a beautiful day here, Boomer. I know that in years past, you've had some rough, rough days.
No. That was 7 years ago. All anybody ever wants to talk about is the one bad day that we have, and that was 7 years ago.
It was a monsoon.
And it was
really
like yesterday.
It was like
us riding on this bike tour yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, so.
By the way, there's nothing like riding on the Gowanus in a driving downpour.
Oh, it was crazy. Well, I think the worst part of the rain and wind and everything was the 59th Street Bridge.
Yes.
When we're on the left side in the left lane and we're just getting pelted from the side, and you came up on the side of you. How you doing, Biggs? And I'm like, well, it's rain and wind in my face. Is it helping? You're like, it'd always be worse. It'd always be worse.
That's what I keep telling him. Yes. Come on, Gio. Let's go, man. We can do this.
Yeah, it ended up being all right, though. I think after like the first hour or so, you're just so used to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You're just drenched all the way through.
Playing a football game at 35 below zero like we did in Buffalo, then you really find out what it's like.
Yeah,
it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
I don't have those experiences to draw off of.
Right.
You know, I've been a little bit more sheltered in that regard.
Well, you weren't sheltered yesterday, that's for sure.
No, I was not.
And you fell over and you crashed. Now, we saw about three crashes.
Right. Yeah, but when I did, I wasn't even moving, really. So at least I had that going for me. It was just sort of like fall over to the side, knock a couple of other guys over, get on the bike and go. There was a guy in Central Park, and I hope that he's okay, because we were going probably 20 miles an hour at that point or more, downhill, flying. And I saw the whole thing unfold in front of me, and I don't know what he hit. Didn't look like there was anything on the road.
It's like his tires slipped on something. He might have caught maybe like one of the painted lines on the highway or something like
Whatever it was, he went down like a ton of bricks and then just started sliding.
And everybody starts screaming, biker down, you know, and everybody starts. I mean, you have some really serious bikers that were like, I would equate them to like the Nissan Maximas that go in and out of traffic on the LIE.
Sure.
And they drive like lunatics.
Sure.
And, you know, you're out there with a bunch of novices. I actually saw a woman yesterday with a garbage bag around her. And she had flat shoes on.
Yeah.
I mean, and she was just pedaling a bike. And I'm like, whoa. You know, and then meanwhile, you know, along comes, you know, Lance Armstrong screaming past us.
Right.
This is like the most dangerous part of this whole thing.
Yeah, that's what scared me a little bit is those guys, because they just come up on you, boom, just flying
and
right by
you. If you
get
behind one of those guys with those fat tires, you get a stream of water right in your face the whole time.
Fat tire bikes. How are the people on the elliptical bikes? So there was elliptical machines that moved. We saw like four. Or five
you
of them.
Stand up on them.
You stand up on them like this, and they were actually moving. I'd never seen that before.
You see all sorts of things when there's over 30,000 different bikers, people showing up in different outfits, riding for different charities. It was amazing. It was amazing to be a part of a sea of humanity coming out of Lower Manhattan, and there's my man Gio knocking over a couple Europeans before we even started.
Right. Yep. That's right. They were not happy. Where was that one thing where we were on under the overpass? And it was just carnage in there. Do you remember that? Because it was real slippery, and there was just people going down left and right, and first responders in there. And then when we came out, you're like, little hairy in there, huh, Biggs? It was bad. We were ducking and diving, and people just laying and screaming. That was a little tough.
Yeah, that was a little tough. That was I'm trying to think where that was.
I don't know where we were, but that was a little scary. But
coming around a turn, we were all coming around a turn, and people were sliding out.
So. Yeah, but for the most part, it was fine. And I would recommend doing it if it It's a really nice day.
I told you,
the
only time we stopped 30 seconds, Al, and just for one reason only.
Yeah.
It was a little Johnny Walker scotch just to keep us going.
That's right.
Scotch.
That's
yes. Right. Oh, yeah. You got to have scotch on a day like that.
Yeah. So there was a big hill on the BQE, which you'd never think, but it was a large climb. And we just looked at it and we said, all right, we got to pull over, little swig from the flask, and then we'll attack this hill.
Right. We didn't have our Cliff Bars, but we did have our JW Blue. So it was good.
All right. Jerry's got his update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today to Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. Yankees Twins yesterday, a rain-soaked Yankee Stadium. Yankees did the right thing by delaying the game a few hours or a couple of days in advance, or at least the day before, to make sure the fans didn't get completely destroyed by the weather. Of course, at the end, they did, because the rain continued and continued. So they played eight innings. Along the way, the Sock Man did the job.
And the pitch swung on and driven to deep right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Sock Man. The Sock Man. He hits a two-run home run in the lower deck in right. And the Yankees take a 4-1 lead.
And that is John Sterling on the fan. 4-1 the final after 8. The Yankees moving 5 games over 500 now to 19-14. Domingo Herman is now 6-1. He goes 6 2/3. A shame he couldn't get out of that 7th inning, complete the 7th, but he goes 6 2/3 with 7 strikeouts. Here's some post-game reaction. Manager Aaron Boone on the Sock Man himself.
Certainly defensively, he's been really good in the outfield. He's gotten some big hits for us. He does a good job of controlling the zone.
And while, of course, the Yankees have had some issues with their pitching rotation with injuries, of course, Paxton on Friday night, Domingo Herman has been absolutely outstanding. Aaron Boone again.
In what exact role? You know, I think there was, we certainly envisioned him at the very least making starts, but being a very valuable member.
And he has been. Here he is through a translator. He's got an ERA under 3. Why has he been so good?
First thing is confidence, you know, and then to follow that is it's being able to execute pitches.
And so the Yankees now will take on the Mariners tonight. We'll have it on the fan at 5:55. Clint Frazier expected to rejoin the team today, so that's good news for the Yanks. But Luis Severino will not return until after the All-Star break. I know you mentioned that earlier today. In terms of the Mets, they had an absolute lost weekend in Milwaukee. You had the loss Friday night. They score one lousy run. They score two stupid runs in 18 innings on Saturday. Lose that game about midnight. And so they play on Sunday. Christian Yelich back for the Brew Crew. And what does he do pretty early on?
1-2. There's a changeup, and it's hammered deep to right field.
Of course it is.
Way back. This one is long gone into the upper deck here at Miller Park.
Yeah. Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880 hit it off of Vargas, who wound up leaving the game with hamstring tightness after 4 innings. Here was Vargas postgame as the Mets wound up losing 3-2. He talks about how it really wasn't a bad outing, actually. It was just that mistake.
Really, the only one that got away was that changeup to Yelich, and you know he was able to keep that pitch fair.
Yeah, well, fair and far is what he did. Here's Mickey Callaway on the injury and getting Vargas out.
Tweaked his hamstring, his left hamstring, on that last pitch to Shaw that he struck him out on. So, you know, we'll evaluate him tomorrow.
Mets get swept. They also lose Steven Matz, you would think, because he's coming back to New York because, I guess, nerve damage in his forearm. Here's Callaway. When did you learn of this? Because he pinch hit Saturday night in the late innings, I think extra innings, maybe the 13th inning.
For about 2 weeks now, you know, he's been able to pitch fine and swing the bat fine. But, you know, at this point, when it was bothering him today, we figured we better go get it checked out.
Well, while he might be swinging the bat fine, the Mets as a team are not. They frankly cannot score. And, boy, Robbie Cano is terrible. I mean, just rolls away. Whatever. Here's Callaway on the offense. Are they pressing?
They're trying to battle. We've run into some good pitching. You know, it's we still need to be better than we are.
6 runs in the last 5 games.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't keep saying it's good pitching.
Right, exactly. We ran into a hot staff. That's what he said after
what
the
about
Reds.
Your, his own staff has been hot.
Yeah, well, when they hit, they didn't pitch, and now they're pitching, they're not hitting.
it's amazing how these things can match up. I don't think it's very funny, actually.
It's frustrating to watch.
It's very frustrating. It's boring. It's lifeless.
It is.
You know, Brody better not let this thing get away from him, because this is where it started last year.
I'll tell you another thing I would do. I know it sounds crazy because I know he had a few hits yesterday. I would put Echeverria at shortstop now. And I get Frazier out and put J.D. Davis at third base. I mean, you got to do – and I'd also sit Cano for a couple of games and put McNeil over at second. It's awful.
I wouldn't sit Cano for a couple of games.
What are you gonna, so you're going to sit Rosario then?
I know he's been bad. He's still Robinson Cano, though. I mean, that's a guy who's got a little bit of a reputation.
Great. And if Babe Ruth was still alive, he'd still be Babe Ruth.
Yeah, no, I still think he's got a little – he hasn't shown in his career that he's fallen off. I mean, this has been a really bad stretch. I just don't know if you can sit him down. All right, you give him a break for a
game. How many more years does he have on his contract?
15. 15 years at $70 million per.
I think it's four.
I'll tell you this.
Fraud!
Okay. You know, this is on Brody.
Yeah, no, it is. It definitely is. If he doesn't, there's some guys I really believe will come out of it. That's a guy I believe will come out of it. But, you know, Todd Frazier is cooked. He's done. Brandon Nimmo, I don't know if he's a good player or not. Ahmed Rosario, I'm not sure exactly what the hell
Brandon
he is.
Brandon Nimmo had an at-bat Saturday night. It looked like he went up there and just gave up. He was up there and just looked at strike one, strike two, strike three. All right, I'll sit down.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible.
You know, he's a nice kid and everything. Maybe you just got to set him down and get him some more at-bats. Bring Dom Smith back. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Dom Smith gets sent down because they really have no place for him. He's only a first baseman or a pinch hitter. That's
right.
It.
Pretty much. And with Alonso doing what he's doing, he's not playing first base. So it's a problem. The Mets tonight are in San Diego. Jacob DeGrom faces Chris Paddock. We mentioned the Padres. They come in off a high. They were trailing yesterday at home against the Dodgers. Kenley Jansen on for the save. Man. Bases loaded. And Hunter Renfro at the plate.
Down a run. This one a high fly ball. To deep left field. I thought he just won the ball game. He just won the ball game. Car rushed to deep left field. Grand slam. Walk off. Pinch home run for Hunter Renfro. How about them boys?
And someone called about Wayne Rendon. So,
yes, exactly.
Padres radio.
Sound like
call.
An auctioneer.
They wound up winning 8-5 as they beat the Dodgers. That was a bit
That's
rough.
Exactly what he sounds like.
So, out of 10, 15, 15, 20, 20, 25, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20 sold to the man in the blue hat.
He'd be a good football announcer, right?
God. Yeah.
Anyway.
Wayne didn't get upset, I think.
I think he actually had some fun with it.
Yeah, I think so. I think he did. Well, we also were overly complimentary to Wayne Randazzo.
He sent me in a direct message on Twitter.
Oh, did he? Wayne Randazzo.
Wants to call in.
Oh, of course he does.
Big fan.
Oh, that's great.
Why not? Boring. CMB has Gelbs on. Let's put Wayne Randazzo on.
Well, if people missed it on Friday, for whatever reason, the callers wanted to talk about Wayne Randazzo, so we played a bunch of his calls. We thought his calls
pretty
were good.
Good.
Yeah. And then one caller called up and said that he sounded like he was calling a game in 1919, so we had a little bit of fun with that. But we like Wayne Randazzo. We're fans of Wayne Randazzo.
So anyway, Renfro, the Grand Slam. It was the day of the Grand Slam. Yankees, Mariners today. Well, yesterday the Mariners beat the Indians 10-0 as Jay Bruce was on fire.
Runners their leads, and again the 2-2 on the way. Swing and a well-hit ball deep into the gap in right center field. Going back as Luplow to the warning track to the wall. Get out the rye bread and mustard, Grandma. It is Grand Salami time. Jay Bruce with a grand slam.
Yeah. Come on now.
Now we love Jay Bruce. Bruce playing like he's on the juice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the grand slam yesterday, and Seattle wins big.
How many home runs does he have now?
I have to check. He's got to have at least 10, doesn't he?
And how many RBIs does he have?
Just Google it.
Idea? All right, Google it.
Where are you going with this?
Just saying, how is he compared to Robinson Cano?
You did not want to keep Jay Bruce.
At this point, better, but I think everybody has moved
on. You put on a Met uniform, you turn into...
Well, Jacob DeGrom didn't.
That's true.
There are good examples of that, too.
Give me another one. Todd Frazier never misses a game, comes to the Mets.
Jay Bruce is hitting
out.
182, by the way.
Yeah, how many home runs
in RBIs? Doesn't he have 10 home runs?
He's got 10 homers. He's 18 RBIs. He's hitting 182.
I'll take the 10 home runs and 18 RBIs,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you wouldn't be happy with that,
182? I mean, let's not make it like he's setting the world on fire.
He did hit a grand slam to win a game yesterday.
Well,
did you want Jay Bruce on this team?
Let's
go back to when the Mets got rid of Jay Bruce.
But why is it that, you know, so you replace him and you replace his money with part of Robinson Cano's money, and of course Edwin Diaz is a part of that whole thing, and Edwin Diaz has been giving up a few home runs over the last few.
He can't pitch in tie games,
right?
Although he did pitch a scoreless inning on Saturday.
Yeah,
about 9 pitches, get him out.
You're looking at the bullpen, Chris Flexen.
I know.
Like, who the hell else is coming in after him?
Hey, look. It's 18 innings, man.
I understand.
And they actually took the lead.
And Zolman pitched a few good innings. I know. Whatever. They lost. What else from baseball? Phillies beat the Nationals 7-1. Red Sox get a grand slam from Xander Bogaerts. Beat the White Sox 9-2. The Braves beat the Marlins 3-1-10. Ender Enciarte faked the bunt, pulled back, slashed an RBI double to snap the tie. And the Cubs beat the Cardinals 13-5. Chris Bryant, a grand slam in that game. To the NBA playoffs, a couple of road wins. We start with the later game as the Nuggets beat the Blazers.
Jamal Murray has it for Denver. He's on the high left side. Gets a good pick. Stops. He'll take a three. Jumper's good. Timeout. Terry Stotts. Nuggets are back in the lead by six.
That is Nuggets radio. They'd wind up winning by four, 116-112, even up the series at two games apiece. Jamal Murray leading the way with 34. Another triple, I believe the fourth of the postseason for Nikola Jokic with 21 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists.
You know what's amazing? These two series that you're going to be talking about, the Philly one next, they've been unbelievable.
Yeah, I watched a lot of that game
yesterday. Four overtimes the other night?
Yes.
That was ridiculous.
That was pretty crazy. And then the Raptors won a game. They were starting to get the reputation of they're morphing into the old Raptors again. Well, not with Kawhi Leonard. He made every big shot yesterday. Sixers wound up losing to the Raptors 101-96. Even that series up at 2-2. Leonard was 13 of 20, had 39 points, 14 rebounds. Joel Embiid not feeling right, just 11 points on only 2 of 7 shooting. So that now a best of three like the Nuggets and Blazers are. You've got the Bucks in Boston tonight. Milwaukee up 2 games to 1, and the Rockets did take game 3, so they're down 2-1. They'll play game 3 tonight in Houston. The Blues beating the Stars 4-1.
Now, yeah. Didn't Draymond Green's mom like roast Steph Curry on Twitter or something?
You tell me. I have no idea.
I thought she went after him or something for a bad game.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Did you see him miss the dunk?
Yes.
I mean, that's just a nice crossover free lane to the rim.
You know, that
and
team is kind of crazy,
overtime.
You know. I mean, but they're so good, they're crazy.
They're still
that their moms get involved and everything else. There's a lot of drama around that team. A
lot of drama. They're still up 2-1,
right?
And they'll probably still win the NBA championship.
Yep.
So anyway, so you got that, and of course, the Islanders were swept on Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.